the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the season for giving gifts and receiving gifts. Christmas is really all about gifts. The Apostle Paul tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's what we're celebrating this morning. God's precious gift of salvation and eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. In today's gospel reading, the focus is certainly on Jesus, the little baby who was born in a cave. But it's not just about the gift that God gives us. It's also about the gifts that we give to God. The wise men came bearing gifts. There were three gifts. They came bearing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Does anyone know what frankincense is all about? Kids who helped me out in the altar, what do you put in the censer? Frankincense, yeah. And reader Tyler John knows that's my favorite incense. I keep saying we need more frankincense. They came bearing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold is a gift for a king. Gold is, you might say, it's the king of gifts. Of all metals, gold is one of the most precious and most costly. Jesus Christ is God's gift of salvation. But we will never own him as our Savior until we bow before him as our King. So we, in bearing gifts, like the wise men, must come and bow before him and give him the most precious gift, acknowledging him as our King. They also brought frankincense. And I just said that frankincense is what's used by the clergy, by the priest and deacon, in a worship service. Jesus is our only high priest. In worship, that's where we use incense. The wise men came. They came to acknowledge Jesus as king. They also came to worship him. What is it that a high priest does? If you go in the Old Testament, all the way up to Christ Jesus himself, a priest is one who bridges the gap that separates us from God. It's interesting to note that the Latin word for priest is pontifex, which means literally a bridge builder, a bridge builder. A priest's work is to bridge the gap that separates man from God. And that's exactly what Jesus came to do. So when we come as the wise men came, we not only bow before him as the King of kings and Lord of lords, but we also acknowledge him to be the only mediator between God and man, the only one who can make right that broken relationship that we have with God. He's the one who gave himself for our sin, that we might be saved. And then they also brought myrrh. Myrrh is the gift for one who is to die. Jesus came to do what? Came to die. He came to die for our sins. Myrrh was used in those days to embalm the bodies of the dead. Already at Jesus' birth, there looms the dark shadow of the cross of Christ. Do we love God? Do we love the gift he gave? Of course. We love Jesus more than anyone or anything. So on this day of Christmas, who are we going to acknowledge the most? Whose birthday is it today?
Jesus.
Jesus' birthday. So in our celebrations, are we going to forget Jesus? How would you feel if on your birthday there was this great party and no one remembered you? You were completely ignored. That's what happens in this culture, in our country. People celebrate Christmas. My goodness, we've been singing Christmas songs and Christmas carols on a couple stations in Grand Rapids for 2 months already. Do you think people are going to remember Jesus? It's all about giving these gifts and these happy little feelings that we have, which are good. But let's not forget the reason for this day. Jesus was born. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.